and then we'll just go the camera, and then we can just go. And then just go.
Hello, welcome to Call That Chips episode 9. That was Ben's homemade intro.
No, he tried to invent an intro.
Holy shit, you were recording. Welcome to Call That Chips.
Yeah. he's just going to go quietest in the corner now.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Episode 9, are we?
Yeah, we're nearly hitting the big double figures.
1-0, yeah.
It's exciting. 10 weeks we've been doing this, or 9 weeks.
No,
10 weeks, because we had to do episode 0.
That is true, but even though nobody knows about it.
Hey,
it's 10 weeks, and it's Happy New Year.
Anyways,
it's a new month, so we don't ask much for you guys. We don't ask for money or anything, but we just want you to vote for us at Podcast Alley.
I think we'd ask for money if
No, most people ask, donate, but could vote for us at Podcast Alley. Steve will tell you how he's very passionate about this.
I like people who vote. If you vote, you're
a champion.
Yep. All right, you get go to rights. podcastalley.com, you go in the search bar called Like Chips, you click vote, and when the little screen pops up, you type your email address, and then you just need to open the email that comes to you.
And click the link. We are maxed out at 36 in our first month of comedy, so it's pretty good, but let's try and beat that. Yeah. We're at 40 at the moment.
It's doable.
That's actually quite good. 36 and we just started.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, I'm Zakriti.
I'm Ben.
I'm Steve, again. Okay, we've got a few challenges lined up for this show.
right now, I'm sitting here looking at this Vegemite sandwich. It's about 3 centimeter thick. 3 centimeters thick of Vegemite.
Yeah.
Which, for all people who aren't Australian, is like a really bitter Australian spread.
Yeah, it's
like made with yeast. And
it's
on the jar.
it's black, basically, and it's just like, how can you describe the taste?
It's like bitter, Marmite and...
Salty, very salty.
Yeah, when people spread it, people use it on toast and sandwiches and stuff, when they spread it, it's usually very spread out and extremely thin.
Yeah, and then they cover it with butter.
Spooned it on. So, I don't know how... If you're from Australia, you'll know Daniel's pain in about 5 minutes.
I'm so hungry.
And you think that's better? And the next challenge that we've got is for me.
Okay, what we've done, we've got a raw egg, and we've cracked it open and put it into a glass.
Yeah, this is like, I saw the Rocky movies, so I just thought, why not give it a try? All the bodybuilders do it. It couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
But then you look at
the... Are you comparing yourself to a bodybuilder?
I'm comparing myself to a bodybuilder's stomach of eating. It couldn't be that hard. It's an egg. You eat it every day when it's cooked.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to Crazy Ass Fool, Johnny Brown.
Crazy Ass Fool.
He asked the question, do we listen to Less Than Jake? And Steve does. He's a big fan of that, like that crap music.
You should be shot. You should be shot. Less Than Jake, yes. Good scar. And who else?
And we got another email from...
We got a few emails, actually.
From Bricker.
Yeah, we got lots of emails just saying what they got for Christmas and stuff. But yeah. Bricker.
Thanks for emailing and keep it up. What do we want from everyone?
It's too long to remember.
We want people to send emails talking about their worst present that they've got.
And where they are, how they found us. And if they... What kind of intro they are.
Basically...
Oh, we got told someone wanted a song for the outro, but we can't just play any song. They've got to be on the PodSafe Music Network.
We can be in trouble.
And we found out how to get the music actually decent quality this week, so you don't have to stop it before it songs.
That's not going to make you want to listen to it anymore, though.
Well, because it's your crap music.
Are you kidding?
If it was techno, they're like, oh.
Are you serious? Oh, you should be shot, you damn wog.
Damn.
Go eat your Vegemite sandwich, Daniel.
We're going to start. We'll do challenge.
No, we'll talk first.
I never looked up any odd spot. I'll do that now while we're talking.
Daniel might have to go to the toilet. There was a lack of...
Lack of preparation.
Because,
come on, it's been Christmas and New Year's. Tell us some slack.
The papers just came out recently because they haven't been printing them over the past few weeks. And I've been out of Melbourne. I've been down at Ocean Grove. And, alright, I just need to get into this story here. Because I'm Italian, I assumed that I didn't burn, because I've never been burnt in my life. So I was sitting there in this hot sun, boiling, And I was like, I'm not going to get burnt right now at the peelage.
Oh, that's ugly.
Look at the peelage.
Oh, and it's like, there's like a separate layer of skin. It's like, yeah, it's thick skin.
The ultimate, my back has been burned. So, for your Italians
out there. It's been pretty hot here at the moment. Oh, it's just started to cool down. It's been in the mid 40s.
40 degrees. If you're
in Celsius. Oh, shit.
Phone.
Close the door.
Oh my god, here we go. This show's gone off to a great start. We're actually recording from Ben's house today, not Daniel's, which is a first.
Yeah, my mum was there and it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty loud most of the time.
Jeez, that doesn't make us sound any more mature, does it, Daniel? Mum was there, we couldn't record. Anyway. These glasses.
Okay.
I have to bring these up.
Yeah, we found some glasses on the way. Well, we actually where did we find them? We found them on a wall.
It was on like a ledge. And
yeah, walking up to my house.
I had to take them.
Yeah.
They were there, even though they're quite queer. You can give them to your sister for me.
I would say, oh yeah, just be like a Happy New Year present. You usually don't give presents for Happy New Year.
I'll wear the sunglasses for the rest of the show.
Yeah, okay. Actually, they're pretty dirty. Like,
I'm gonna get these AIDS around my eyes.
AIDS with your eyes.
it could happen. Yeah. But I need to get sunglasses. Mum keeps telling me, like, the UV rays are nice and high near this time of year. You have to buy your sunglasses, or you could go blind. So I'm gonna go buy some sunglasses, and these ones aren't good.
I think Daniel's found some.
Can I have a piece of paper?
I don't have any paper. Right on the back of that, on the front.
Ben has everything in this room but a piece of paper.
I got paper, but it's all got shit on it. We could write on this.
Oh, this show. This is just going to top the charts today.
I know.
We got us. All right, check us out at calllikechips.blogspot.com and leave comments on our webpage as well. Because that's something else that we want as well. Just leave comments.
Yeah, just and can you leave comments at Podcast Alley as well?
Yeah, well, you don't have to, but it's good. It's nice to go there and see what people think.
And email?
Yeah, email in. But some people just can't be fucked emailing. If the comments would be way easier, I reckon.
Yeah. But it's good to get emails anyway. So don't be... Don't think that we don't want emails now. That's decent.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Steve.
Yeah.
So he's the one that's dumb enough to eat the raw egg.
Hey, I just got me $6 for it, okay? I'm going to get $8 if you want such a stingy puff.
Dude, I'm saving up, okay? I can't just blow my money.
I'm not going to get it.
Are your Telstra shares going?
I haven't bought it.
Oh, yeah, let's look at them right now. Hang on, I'll just get up E-Trade. E-Trade.com.au for everyone wanting to know about it.
We're gonna record both of these challenges, by the way, and somehow get them up on our webpage.
Yeah.
Or Google Video. Mm. You can just search Call Like Chips Challenge there.
Anyway, for people who are new listeners, Steve basically thinks that Telstra shares are going to do good soon. Telstra's basically... Have they gone up?
No, that's...
Is it down?
No, that's not Telstra. That's just portfolio.
Was that yours?
No, it's my dad's.
Shit, that's pretty good. Anyway, that's a different story. So Steve wants to buy Telstra shares.
Telstra shares going up 3 cents again.
Yes, I told you I would have made like a dollar if I bought three of them. Come on,
who the hell's trying to call us?
Call you?
Oh, forget the phone.
Yeah. Can you hear a phone?
Yeah, I can hear it. It's not the home phone. It's the other phone. My sister's phone.
All right, so Daniel, do we want to get this challenge or?
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I'm kind of hungry.
Oh.
You're not going to be hungry after that, I have to say.
When we were putting it onto the bread, you could smell it, and it was just...
It's just like...
It's really, really... just smells bitter.
It's
as
just
well.
Thick. If we could, like, put smell in the computer...
It's like a...
That's an invention you should work
on.
Yes,
black.
You are really encouraging me to eat this sandwich, guys.
It's not as if you're helping me along with this. How about you do the sandwich, and I do the egg at the same time? That way it kind of makes us like, so we're both doing filth at once.
Okay.
Okay, and Ben and can Ben kind of get out.
Ben is going to record. I'll go grab the...
Alright, let's go get this.
Yeah. I need this egg to get warm.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's so golly. Should I bring the phone in here and just...
No.
Three cats phone, see who's been calling.
See who's calling, just ring him back and say, what the fuck do you want? Oh, we need him, young! Oh, now yeah. I get to entertain them.
And then you go. You can just play ringtones.
Worse and worse. So Ben set up this camera. And
should we have background music while you guys eat? In case you guys go away and then be like,
oh my god, alright.
I'll take a photo.
We just fade out of us and pass it on the ground.
I'll be like, yeah. So Daniel and Snake.
We've already taken the photo.
Your finger in, see how deep it is.
Yeah.
No, that's disgusting.
Today I was at the hairdresser's because I needed my hair cut and I got some colour put in it. And they do the foil shit where they just leave the colour in and then they do the heater.
Yeah.
Now this heater, it's like a circular disc, yeah?
Yeah, I think I've seen it before.
Yeah, and it spins around at like an angle one side. As it was spinning, a nail fell out of it and hit me there.
Oh.
And it started shaking and it was just going around and around my head and I was like, oh shit.
Wait, where did it hit you? You just said there.
Yeah, on my shoulder. Okay. It just like bounced on my shoulder at the floor. It's just going around and around shaking. And if this thing is just boiling on, I was so scared.
Oh,
that could have taken me out.
Fell on you.
Yeah, oh. I would have been burnt. Oh, okay, I can't even pick up the glass.
Oh, come on, pick it up. Here we go.
Look at the glass, it's actually cold because it's been in the fridge.
That's disgusting.
And the egg is, it's yellow. And
you ready?
Of course it's yellow. Oh, he just tasted it. Oh, no! No! Not in my room!
He just tried to.
Oh, you fucking. Don't do it in my room.
Oh, here we go. This is going down. Okay.
Come on, I'm hungry. I want to eat.
Can we let Steve leave the room while he vomits up his egg? You can do it, just as long as you vomit on the floorboards over there.
It's just so heavy.
I know. Oh, it's heavy.
It's actually heavy.
We have to take half a jar.
How about...
Feel how heavy it is. It's like a...
Oh,
that's not a sandwich.
It's about half a kilo's worth of Vegemite in there.
That just tastes like oil. It's just the juice around the fucking yolk is oil.
It's white.
It's not white, it's yellow!
Can I eat?
Eat your damn thing.
Daniel's taking a bite. Okay, now.
Record, what are you doing?
Oh shit, I gotta turn this thing on. Wait a minute.
Is that thick?
It's all marble.
This show is going to be a star.
You're a soul genius.
Oh yeah. Okay.
This is going to be a star rating show here.
Oh, look how fat that Vegemite is.
That's we're sorry for you, new listeners. This is going to be one of our brightest shows.
Oh my god!
Alright, ready?
Oh, I squeeze it, let it all leak out.
Okay, people, just can I please open the door so I got quick access to it?
Do you know where to go if you need a vomit? I'm sorry. Okay, Daniel ate it. Alright, Daniel's eating away in his sandwich there. Okay, ready? Actually, wait. You just hit my bin over! You freaking.
Oh my god, this show is going down the whole
shit. I'm not recording.
I would be prepared to drink that.
This is how dedicated we are. If you took a tongueful of this, you would understand.
You know how bad this is!
You had to finish it.
Do you know the vitamin? Oh my
this
god.
This is how dedicated we are to your listeners here.
Sorry, he's gonna be happy after this.
Ready? Ready?
Daniel's gonna be happy and happy with each bite.
Okay, ready? Ready?
Okay.
He's stalling around the middle of the sandwich because that's where it's the thickest.
Okay, Steve.
Don't close the door! This isn't fair.
Alright, ready?
Alright, ready?
Okay, don't. Oh, shit. Okay, go. Go out of the room. You did it.
Yes, he's done it! Oh! He just slobbered all over the floor!
Let it go!
Nah, it's about the juice.
Oh, okay.
I need to get a dick and pull it.
Go.
Oh.
Get out of my room! Hey, Dale, how's that sandwich going?
I can't do anymore! Look at how big it is! Look at that!
Oh, this is gross. Oh, it's like out of focus. Can't really focus that much. That's actually pretty good. Looks delicious.
No, it's not!
Okay, I'm good. Once you go again? I'm good now.
You've got my money, so be happy. Yeah.
Damn right.
Should I stop recording and keep recording when Daniel finishes?
Stop recording.
Yeah, finish it up now. Okay, we'll just try and think of something else while Daniel struggles along with this.
We've got what?
Water? I'll get you some water. Go back.
You should see these facial expressions on Daniel.
Yeah, you can just scull yours down. I can't scull mine.
No. I'll explain to you what's happening. I was drinking all the juice, right? And so by that stage, I had the taste there. But the fat egg yolk was getting stuck in my throat, and so I couldn't get that down.
I have to put this in my mouth, chew it, and then slowly swallow it. Look at this! Oh my god!
What's the thing about Vegemite? It's so dry. So sweet. When you're eating it, it's like...
And
the bread's pretty old as well.
Oh. For all the... that isn't the only thing that's old.
What's old?
Steve's comedy. It's so dry.
Yeah.
What happened to the sandwich? Did this fuzz used by Nate? Are you kidding me?
It's alright. It's good. It's been like
fucking
a couple of days. It's been a couple of days. Chill out.
2 days can't be under 65.
Look at that!
It's good though. Vegemite doesn't expire. It's like one of those things that even if it was like a nuclear
explosion. Yeah, no, it's like chocolate. Where, yeah. You know how chocolate doesn't go off?
It's like chocolate.
Chocolate doesn't go off. It goes white. Chocolate grows little white things on it.
Yeah, no, for all the bodybuilders out there who eat like two eggs a day.
Yeah. And those eggs were off as well.
I would explain it. For a second there, it was coming back up. It was just like building back.
You're like hunched over, dry, retchy.
But no, I survived. Which I regret right now.
How about we set a challenge for listeners now that we've done this?
Yeah, now that we've done something for them, they need to do something.
If anyone's got a video camera, alright, we don't want anything like gross or what's a good word?
Inappropriate.
But if you got a challenge that you want to do, just to show off.
Daniel's got his head in his knees. He's struggling to...
Look at that, dude.
Okay.
No, that's fat. Do you want to stop eating that?
Do you want to be...
This... The Vegemite itself is thicker than the microphone.
go bin it and put that in the cig and then we'll just forget it.
It's such a waste.
Go bin it.
You don't need to keep that Vegemite.
Yeah, don't worry. It's done for Daniel.
I reckon I'm going to have all of this in one go.
Oh,
are you serious? This is video camera.
Wait, turn on. Okay. Wait, don't do it.
For all your listeners, if you want to film yourself doing something as filthy as we did,
and just like break it so I can fit it in my Monday.
Do that. Dude, that's like took a.
Oh,
don't spit it out.
No!
He's basically just eaten about half.
Oh, yuck!
Just in one motion.
Yuck!
Oh, he's coughing. Oh, fuck! Look at that.
People, go find this Vegemite and please try this yourself. Oh, no. Just try a little bit and turn it back.
Okay, now he's in pain. It's like, how's your mouth? Is it really burning?
Oh, he's gonna go to the water. The water.
The water.
Oh my god. Oh yuck.
Steve, take a bite.
No. I just did the egg. You do something.
No. Oh. Why did it work?
That's
oh yuck.
Video.
Okay. This show is clearly going nowhere. Clearly.
Anyway,
have we?
Look at the ice pop.
Oh, yeah,
we need some. Oh yuck. Can you please do that?
You're scared to look at it. I have to eat it.
No, I want these listeners to go try it so they get kind of a feel of what you have.
Oh my god, it's still there.
This
show's
going on like
25
minutes.
Yeah.
Was
that much fun? 365.
I got. Are you kidding? It was really a year old.
More like. Nah, it wasn't. I don't know.
It wasn't me.
We didn't notice it until
on Tuesday.
It was fine. We changed to the new bottle. We got like a smaller one, so we have
a little bit of it's old. We're gonna post the used by date up.
Oh my god.
Of what Daniel ate.
No, but that's good. That makes it all the better. I might have to give you money for that. Give me the money back.
Hey.
Yeah, you don't have a chance of getting sick from that.
Give him $2.
Are you serious?
Share it out between you.
There, here.
Don't spend it all at once.
That's $3.
Sweet. I'm rich again.
Don't spend it all
at once. Now, you owe me $2 for that, don't you, sir?
Odd spot. Right. I got these from DigNation, or dig.com, DIGD.com, like 2 minutes ago, because we were unprepared.
of course.
First one.
As you can tell.
Vertical farming, because of they think that in a few years' time there's going to be 3 billion more people in the world, and that since we're already using 80% of our farmland, there's not going to be any more room to feed all these people and grow stuff. So they're planning on making farms that are like up vertical. Like big towers.
How do they do that? Like just towers.
Yeah. Buildings and stuff. But
yeah, and then like it's like done like on an angle, so the light can like shine through it.
But how about like all like the dirt and shit? They'll just have to layer all these every floor with the
hydroponics.
I reckon they'll cost a lot more than it would just to like kick people out and kill them. Just take back all the land. You know. Who needs some of those people? Come on.
What kind of people are you talking about, Steve?
No, look at all the space in the world, though. Look at, like, in Australia, how much of Western Australia is populated?
Okay, let's just leave it at that. I don't think we need to go over there.
Yeah, we can just kick them all to Western Australia.
we can just send them all over towards the Perth area. It's just not...
All right, another one. That Bender prototype, the Bender from Futurama. A family adopted a robot, and the robot, over time... started getting lazier and lazier, and like they caught him watching TV.
Adopted a robot. Awesome.
Yeah, like bought a robot.
That's
like,
cool though, because if a robot can, like,
they have robots like that.
Yeah.
How much would that cost?
Shitload.
I just have to say.
And the last one. This is pretty interesting. A man got his camera stolen, so he went on eBay to buy a new camera, and he noticed the same camera for sale, and from his neighborhood, he thought it was a fluke, and then when he got it, he realised that it was his camera. It had, like, markings on it that were his. So they ended up, like, tracking down the guy who sold it, and now he's in trouble with the police. So he bought his stolen camera on eBay.
That's basically luck. Yeah, that's cool.
It's so cool, though.
Yeah, it's mad.
He did well.
Alright, we're gonna have to wrap up this filthy show.
Oh, my God.
Never again, people. If you want to attempt something like that, you can... You're more than likely to send it in. I mean, you're more than welcome to send it in to us. What did you use to send the file? Sendfilenow.com.
Oh yeah, it's like sendthatfile.com. Hang on, let me link you up.
We'll put it on the website. So if you want to film something, you just send it to us using this website, and we'll pick it up. And
can we put the video?
It's not called that.
Can we put videos in the feed?
I tried, it doesn't work.
Okay,
there must be a way to do it.
If you want videos, we'll just put them on the website.
Put them on the website, coldlikechips.blogspot.com. Well,
this show's getting nowhere. Listen around for the song, because it'll sound better than every...
The website is sendthisfile.com, and they have free accounts where you can send stuff big. So just send it to coldlikechips@hotmail.com.
But we don't want anything huge. So if you're doing a challenge, just keep it.
Oh, we can keep it. We can make it big.
And if it's really awesome, we'll link it.
Of course, we'll link it. Of course, we'll put it on our website.
We'll do that.
If they've gone to the effort, unless it's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's true. If you've got any awesome stories as well, send us an email with a story.
Yep.
We'll probably read it.
Okay, I think we're done.
So we'll finish off with the song today. And,
sorry for this disgraceful episode. And wait.
They should be saying sorry to us.
in our fashion, we had to finish the show by saying we're going to do better next week.
Yes,
in our fashion.
That's good.
All right. Okay. So we'll catch you next week. Hopefully, we can record. We'll get something down.
Yep.
Something better than this one.
What's the song today?
Oh shit! I don't know. What it's
by Propagandi.
It's called "Back to the Motor League."
By Propagandi.
Yeah. PodSafe Music Network. Thanks a lot. Have a good week and enjoy your new year.
Happy New Year.
See ya.
You are lucky hands and I can feel fuck off, who cares? I'd rather have my triptychs than listen to your bullshit. Fuck off, who cares? About your stupid scenes, your shitty scenes, the strong men you build up to burn never ceases to amaze. And as I'm suffering a perfection reminds me of my own race, because my own dead is the real. Mouth feet, eating hats, TV balls, Amish phone books, drunken brawls.
Front checkout, stock personnel. Fuck!